May 2nd, 2002. Interview with Mr. and Mrs. William Rush, 8105 Chestnut Grove Road, Esmont, Virginia. Interviewer Mika Brand, Virginia Center for Digital History, University of Virginia.
All right, so I'm starting to record. So actually, last time, I never even asked what your full name was.
Agnes Louise Simpson. My maiden name is Simpson.
Oh, okay.
Rash.
Can we erase this thing?
Agnes Louise Simpson Rush. And when were you born?
October 13th. 1925.
Wow. And you were born in Howardsville?
Yeah.
And where were you living in Howardsville?
Well, we wasn't in the heart of Howardsville. We were just on the outskirts of Howardsville.
Oh, okay.
But that's where we originally got our mail and stuff.
I see. Were you living on a farm?
No, we had a home over there on the road about 2.5 miles from here. Going up this road, and then you cut in by the white church setting up in the forks of the road.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't keep straight, you turn.
Okay.
And you keep coming and going and going. We used to live on that road.
Mm-hmm.
Coast. Our house is. Is having torn down and somebody else bought the place.
Oh, okay.
And his name is James Morris. He bought it.
That's the guy who lives there now. Who
yeah.
Now.
Mm-hmm.
So who were you born at home or?
At home.
At home?
By a midwife.
Oh, wow.
Roberta Barrett.
Barrett?
Yeah.
Was she old? Go ahead. Oh, I thought you were about to say something.
Mm-mm.
Oh, was she also from the area?
Yeah. She was right across the bushes from us.
Across the what?
Bushes.
Oh, okay.
She lived in a little house, but you couldn't see it for the trees, but we wasn't too far apart.
Okay. Was she any kin to your family?
Mm-mm. No, she was just our neighbor.
Your lady?
Neighbor.
Oh, or a neighbor.
Mm-hmm. And our friend.
Do you know? Oh, go ahead.
I say an our friend.
And our friend, yeah. Was mm-hmm. that her full-time job to be a midwife?
Yep. That's what she did.
Wow. So she basically birthed all the kids in the area?
Almost.
Wow.
There was along with William and I, she birthed them.
She birthed Mr. Rush too? Oh.
Yep, I think she did. Did she, William? Miss Baird brought you here, did she? Yeah.
Into the world.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep, he was even
good. Sorry, we started without you.
It's okay, I had to go ahead and check on my gravel.
Oh.
Water sometime, electrical rain, I won't have to do it.
Because I was telling her, everybody who long with you and I, she was the. She brought us here.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's a thing of mm-hmm. doctor. Well, the doctor was too, but they didn't do
yeah.
that. It was midwife. They took care of
Yeah.
If they find out it was a little bit too much for them, they might send for the doctor, because I think that's what they did for me, so I heard Mama say.
What happened? You didn't
want to
go out, come out?
I read something like that. I was so slow, I guess. But Miss Bird was there.
The doctor won't hang just in case.
Right.
Dr. Harris, he was the doctor.
He lived around here?
Live in Scottsville. Dr. Percy Harris.
Is that who you went to also for when you got sick? Was he a general doctor?
Oh, yeah. Yes, he was.
So when... Oh, go ahead.
It was him or Dr. Early.
Or Dr. Early?
Now, let me ask you a question.
So when did people start going to the hospital? Did you give birth at home, or did you have your...
Well, I had all of them here, all except two.
Okay.
Those was my last ones, Patrick and Pearl.
The twins,
yeah. And I probably would have had them here, but my midwife, she had them pass on. She was deceased when they born.
Oh.
So that's what I had to go to the hospital.
So you had them in the hospital?
Those are only two. The rest I had at home.
And who was your midwife?
And my midwife was Jessie Coleman.
Was she from around here too?
Yep, she used to live right down the road there.
Remodeling that store building there, that was supposed to be like...
They lived in the store building?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. The Accent store?
Accent store, yeah. But at that time, you had the store over in the woods, but that one burnt down years ago.
So her husband ran the store or something?
Her husband, Charlie.
So do you pay a midwife? Yeah, you pay her.
Give them probably $1.50 for bush potatoes or something. Whatever.
Per baby.
Yeah.
Wow. Where do they learn how to be midwives?
I don't know.
Well, I didn't know how to be midwives at the... He was doing it when we got you, so
yeah.
Where'd he get it from? That on me.
At
that time, I don't think you had to go to college or nothing to learn the whole thing.
Right.
Just get some kind of book you read up on it. And
right.
Pass the test and you did it.
Oh, you had to get certified?
Okay. Yeah. That license, you know.
To be a midwife.
Uh-huh.
I was wondering if maybe like her mother was a midwife, or you know, somehow it got passed down that way.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Okay. So, who is living in the house that you were born in? You're living with your mother?
Yeah, my mother, my father, my sisters, and brother.
And how many of those were there?
They all were there.
Oh, everyone lived in the same house together?
Yep. Three-room house.
Three-room house? And how many sisters and brothers did you have?
I had four sisters and one brother.
Oh.
Let me see. Gert, Sarah, and Helen. I had three sisters and one brother. There was five of us.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's a pretty small family compared to some I've heard. Do you think that your size is pretty average, or even your size in terms of size of family?
Oh no, my size, we're 11 of us.
But was that pretty average? I've heard a lot of families talk about it.
It was pretty average. That was about the people's family, right here. Well, my daddy, because he had more children, but it's just a row.
Who did?
My daddy.
Oh, he did? He had the most.
Yeah. He had that one. Adam's family had a bird. Two, eight, nine, 17.
So would five kids be considered like pretty average or small or big or?
Five kids, yeah, about average.
Yeah.
You go beyond that, you're going overboard.
Well, today people tell you if you go over two, you're going overboard.
Yeah.
It's a different world. So who were your sisters?
My oldest sister was named Helen.
Helen.
And she married a Jordan.
A what?
Jordan, J-O-R-D-A-N.
Okay.
She married. She was Simpson.
So her last name, her married name was Jordan.
Yeah.
Okay.
And my next one was Gertrude. She married a Scott.
Okay.
Next one was Sarah. Mm-hmm. She married a Fagans. And my last one was George. He didn't marry anybody.
He didn't?
Nope.
So I guess he stayed a Simpson. And where were you in here? What number were you?
Last.
You're the youngest?
Mm-hmm.
The baby?
Yeah.
Did they baby you?
Well, in a way they did.
Did you go by Agnes or Louise?
Puddin'.
Puddin'?
Well, that was my nickname.
Oh. I can tell you were the youngest child.
But most everybody now call me Louise.
Oh, okay.
And the only way I come to be Agnes is when I got sick and went to the hospital.
Oh.
And they asked me my first name. And my first name was Agnes.
I see.
So it's a lot of folks in Chestnut Grove didn't even know I was named Agnes. Till just recently, and a whole lot of them may not still know it.
Yeah. But that's what they call you at the hospital.
Agnes.
Huh. Mm-hmm. You can tell them, I'm sure. Just call me Louise.
Yeah, that's what I tell them. Because sometimes my children visit me when I go to Dallas, and they say, hey, that Wheezy. And they said, who is Wheezy? They said, that's my mom right there, her name Louise.
So how did you get to be called Puddin'?
Well, they nicknamed me that when I was small.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know why? Do you remember why?
No, I never found out why. But when I used to go to school, all I ever heard was Puddin'. So I used to write my name, Puddin' Simpson.
Even your teachers called you that?
Yeah, they called me that sometime until they asked for my real name, and I asked my mom then what was my real name.
Wow. So how old were you when you found out your real name?
Oh, I was around about 6 or 7, I guess.
I like Puddin'. It's very friendly.
Yeah, it's my baby's Puddin'.
My father used to have some kin folks live over Nelson County.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to tell my father and mom, y'all must not never nickname y'all kids.
Why?
I don't know. He said always call them by the name. Said because they'll probably grow up with that nickname.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Because I know my oldest daughter, her name is Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
But my nephew, he named her Baby. So everybody used to call her Baby.
Uh-oh.
And when some of the men folks used to have Baby, you know, folks think they...
Oh.
Yeah, and we always tell them that's her nickname is Baby. Mm-hmm. So, and I think he still calls her Baby.
Your nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody else?
Well, most all of them.
Oh, okay.
Most, a whole lot of them around used to call her that name. Mm-hmm.
So, do you remember what your parents used to do for a living?
Well, my father used to work on the WPA.
Oh, he did?
Mm-hmm.
What did he do there?
Well, he did what the most black person do, cut bushes and dig ditches.
Mm. He did it on the WPA road?
Yeah, before it got to be hard service. Was a dirt road then, owned by the state. And he used to help, you know, different white folks around in our place cut corn and shuck corn and wheat and different things.
And your mom?
Well, my mom, she used to take in washing for different people. And they used to work on this farm, shucking corn and shelling peas and chopping and do just but pretty much what the men do.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Cut pine wood.
Wow. You said they worked on which farm?
Langhorne Farm.
That was a big farm around here?
Mm-hmm.
And did you say you worked on that farm too, or your dad did?
My dad did, I did too.
So that was the same one? It employed a lot of people around here?
Yeah. Well, so everybody, Mr. Ever worked there.
Wow. And your mom, she used to hand wash clothes?
Mm-hmm.
Did she have a machine or anything?
Nope. Washboard. That's what I used to use.
You too?
Yep. When I was pregnant, I still used to use a washboard.
When you were pregnant?
Mm-hmm.
Why when you were pregnant?
Wash clothes.
Had to wash clothes.
Yeah, not just to wash. We had to wash when we were.
Oh, but what about when you weren't pregnant?
Did wash.
Well, I still use a washbowl.
Oh. Okay. I thought maybe there was something special about being pregnant.
Mm-mm.
No, right now, see, they don't let a pregnant woman do nothing at all. But just push the washbowl against your stomach washing clothes.
Oh, yeah.
That's what she did when she was pregnant.
Right. Had to get clean.
Yeah.
And your mom was at home most of the time?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember the kinds of things that you'd see her doing as you were growing up?
Yeah, I see her caning.
Oh, canning.
Yep. And I seen her sewing. And
Did she make your clothes?
Well, no, most of my clothes was given to us by some of our neighbors and who had relatives living in New York and places. We used to get most of our clothes from them, the little bit, you know, what they couldn't buy.
Because
they, when you worked then, you very seldom got money. more than generally get trays, flour, something like that.
Right. Yeah.
And when we used the coast, we didn't get sick much. We used to have colds and the stomach ache, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to give us, put a little turpentine on sugar and give us for the bellyache.
Turpentine? And you swallow it?
Yeah, we swallow it.
I can't imagine that tasted too good.
We had to take it.
Well, it tastes good at that time because we got a chance to eat sugar.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. To put on about a couple of drops on sugar and give it to you.
Oh, I bet it would.
Yeah.
All kinds of
stuff. And it removed the worms too.
Mm.
Our stomach stopped hurting and we going back to playing.
Mm.
I got a ball that turpentine in there right there.
You still use it?
No, That's thing is sitting in my cabinet.
Oh.
What's a old one for? You go back in them days. My regular.
Oh, you have an old bottle that you kept.
Mm-hmm. And I found an old house I was working in. It's in that bottle of my gun cabinet.
Is it that bottle over there? No.
No, it's not the one over there. I think it's at the bottom. Let me see. I think I'm going to send it. Excuse me. This is very probably 80 years old.
Oh, really?
Excuse me. I'm going to keep looking inside, Jim.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah.
They can see
some of
it.
Oh, okay.
Behind it.
Right. This is your artifact cabinet?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I used to do a lot of hunting when I was a young man. But after I got kind of old to walk through the woods, I just got to put on. Run rubble or something, I couldn't even run it.
Wow. And you remember using it?
I used this gun, when I was little. Coming up, I used my gun. I picked it out of the house and brought it back down here and kept it in the gun cabinet.
So you wouldn't have sugar too often otherwise? So sugar wasn't that common.
It wasn't rare, but you know, crunching that children be eating on sugar, but this is sugar giving worms.
I think that's true.
Uh-huh. So they figured if you people have some worms and they see your eye getting kind of glassy, they say, well, you got worms.
Oh.
And get a spoon of sugar, put maybe 4 or 5 drops of turpentine on it, swallow that, and take care of the worms.
Did you also have a garden in your house?
Yeah.
What kind of
garden?
Thing?
We grow beans and English peas and.
English peas?
Mm-hmm.
Sweet potatoes.
Bean peas. Mm-hmm. And used to have chickens. They used to lay the eggs. Hogs. Well, we kill the hogs. That's our meat.
You know, when I was driving over, I think I saw some wild turkeys.
Yeah.
You got those around here?
Yeah.
Many of them.
They're just walking on the street. They didn't even get scared when I drove by.
It's a big mess between here and then I wrote 6 and the other one. It's still on the hill up there. See them coming down and start walking.
So did you all used to hunt for them?
Well, sometimes we did, but we know about them too much.
They're not that good to eat?
They're good to eat, but a lot of people don't like to eat wild turkey. It was a real thing back yonder years ago, but now, nobody bothering that. But
Only thing they used to bother them when we was children was rabbits,
squirrels, possums,
squirrels, coons, and possums.
That's what people used to hunt?
Mm-hmm.
How did that taste?
Taste good then, but
yeah.
I could eat none now.
I wouldn't eat none now.
Why?
I don't know if I would eat it now, I reckon. At that time, you'd eat anything. Everything tasted good because food was scarce.
Food wasn't plentiful like it is now.
Yeah.
Mama and them used to mix up meal and to throw it in the fire.
Mm-hmm.
Used to call it ash cake.
Ash cake?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, she used to mix some meal.
Meal up together and roll it up in a bowl.
Oh, okay.
And throw it in that old heater.
Oh, in a furnace.
In a heater.
Just a stove.
Okay.
If you don't have a fireplace. You throw it in that old heater.
Ash cake.
Yeah.
I guess that was a good way to make food stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So then you started going to school at Chestnut Grove?
Yeah.
How old were you when you did that?
Well, they didn't take no children to school then. I think it was 6 out of 7. Now they're taking it now at 4, 3.
To school?
Mm-hmm. Head Start.
Oh, yeah. Man. Head Start. Yeah, I guess they do get them started early. But you started at that time, you couldn't start.
About 6 or 7.
And that was the Chestnut Grove School?
Mm-hmm.
Which is where you went also?
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember your teachers there?
Yeah, it's a Miss Quarles.
Quarles?
Mm-hmm. Miss Lightfoot. Miss Salas. Miss Patella.
Patella?
Patella, Patricia. I think her name was Patricia.
Mm-hmm.
And did I say Miss Lightfoot?
Mm-hmm.
Patella, you were first teacher.
Miss Winnerton.
Winnerton?
Yeah, I think she was my first teacher. Because they didn't teach out there too long.
They didn't?
No, they teach for about a year, I guess.
You mean the teachers would only come for 1 year?
Mm-hmm.
Where would they
come? They did. I think the home was in Charlottesville or Redding. We never did know where they came from.
So they would only come for 1 year?
For 1 year. And then we get another one during the following year.
So none of these teachers were from around here?
Mm-mm.
Oh. So you had a different teacher every year?
Mm-hmm.
And how many kids were in your class?
Oh, it was a lot of them.
Was it?
Mm-hmm. And then after we left that old school up on the hill, they built us another school back in 31 or 32. And we all went to that one.
Oh.
It was one room school.
How big was the other one?
Well, the other one was kind of a little smaller than our last one where they built for us.
Mm-hmm. So
then William, he went to that one where they built that new one.
Okay.
Where they built back in the 30s.
Who built it?
Well, some people were named Mr. Thacker.
Thacker?
Yeah. And of course, he had some help, but he doesn't know. I don't know too much about what his help was named. I used to hear them call him Mr. Reed. I don't know what his real name was. We used to stand around and watch him, you know, fix it.
Mm-hmm.
Watch him when he be sawing off the pieces and
mm-hmm.
putting them up, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We used to have to go to spring for him, get him some fresh water.
Because I was kind of surprised that you remembered the name of the guy, just thinking that you were probably only about 6 or 7 years old.
Yep, maybe I wasn't quite that old.
Wow.
But I don't know why. When you're that young, you can remember things then
right.
better than you can now.
Yeah, cause you just remembered it.
Mm-hmm. Because a lot of things happened after I done got older, but I can't remember it.
I guess those years really, you know, they were kind
the
of
the younger
hard.
Ones is just stay in your head, I guess.
Yeah, I think that's probably true. So, did they build it because there were too many kids in the old school? Is that what happened?
Yeah, we was getting right smart kids was coming on. Of course, it wasn't but one room, but it was a big one.
What kind of thing? Oh,
I think Miss Qualls, she was my last teacher.
What grade was that?
Oh, there was about the 7th or 8th grade to the 9th or 10th.
Oh, you went pretty far.
Miss Quarle was your last teacher.
Yeah, Miss Quarle was.
Miss Lightfoot, Miss Price came after Miss Quarle. Miss Quarle was my first teacher. I was supposed to be your last teachers.
Well, that's the only one where I went to.
You with Miss Lightfoot? You with Miss Lightfoot?
Miss Lightfoot, she was before Miss Quarle.
No, yeah, she was too after Miss Quarle. Miss Lightfoot came when I was staying down at Mrs. Lewis. Miss Quarle was here. I was here.
Miss Lightfoot didn't teach in that new school.
Were they?
Miss Sala, she could have been.
I didn't know no over her. I seen the rain one over.
Were they teachers in Charlottesville? Or wherever they came from?
I reckon, I don't know.
So they would just bring somebody over and she would teach everybody? There was one teacher. And she taught everything?
Yeah.
Was it always women?
Always.
Always. Was there a principal?
Yeah.
No.
It was a
superintendent. Well, superintendent's coming back here once in a while. That was Mrs.
What was her name?
It's Murray somebody.
Miss Virginia Murray.
Yeah, Virginia Murray. She was school. She was school. Whatever she was, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. But she didn't stay at the school.
No, she used to just visit the school.
I guess to make sure that you were being taught what you're supposed to be taught or something.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of things did you do when you were at school?
Reading, writing, arithmetic, geography,
wow,
history.
What kind of history did they teach?
About most things about the people fighting, why I couldn't get along with each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is this doing the same thing now?
It's pretty much the same thing. Yeah. And did you have any like activities with the kids, like different games or things?
We used to go over to Washington Park then.
In Charlottesville?
Yeah.
Oh.
And play against other schools.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What?
Sismont, mm-hmm, and Louisa. Our school used to play against that school, uh-huh, playing dodgeball.
Oh, dodgeball.
Pole relay.
What's that?
Pole. Pole relay to run and hold a stick in your hand.
Uh-huh. Oh, pole relay.
Yeah. And you outrun that person.
Right.
And then you pass the stick
to the next person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then he start running.
Mm-hmm.
And flag relay.
Flag.
And that's running, taking sticks about cups.
Oh, okay.
And put them back in the cups. Whosoever do it first, that school win the game.
Right.
And block relay.
Block relay.
Yep, you take up the blocks,
uh-huh,
and throw them in the box.
Uh-huh.
As run you back right, and oh, get another one, throw that oh, one.
Did you play all of those?
Yeah.
All of them?
Mm-hmm.
Which one was your favorite?
My favorite one was running, something which I wasn't too fast. My legs was too short.
Too short?
Mm-hmm. I was the shortest one in school.
Were you?
But they used to put me in pole relay.
Uh-huh.
They always let me run first.
Uh-huh.
And the ones behind was taller than me.
Right.
So
they could catch up.
Yeah. They do the catching.
But you liked running?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You do it a lot?
Oh, yeah, I used to play in it a lot. Mm-hmm.
And what kind of games did you used to play, outside of school?
Oh, we used to play Ring Around the Roses.
Oh, yeah?
Pocket Full of Poses.
Mm-hmm.
We used to play Spin the Bottle.
Mm-hmm.
Whichever the mouth of the bottle turned to, that one you're supposed to run after and give him a kiss.
So you like that one?
Mm-mm.
No? I remember that one too. I guess some things don't change.
Mm-mm.
So who would you play with?
Well, we used to have playmates there. Dorothy, Rush,
oh,
Hazel, Rush, Lewis Rush, Joe Rush, Eva Rush.
Sounds like you had some family around.
Yeah.
Oh, your family.
Yeah, they was all kin to William. They used to live right next door to us. You know, one next door near them, but not too far,
uh-huh,
from where we live.
Uh-huh. You used to play with William? No.
Mm-mm. I wouldn't play with him. Only time we see each other when we was going to school, at the Sunday school I won. After that, we never did see each other.
After Sunday school at church?
Mm-hmm. In school days.
It was at school or at church?
Well, at church and at school.
Oh.
Sunday school.
Right.
And most of the thing, the most place I used to see him is at school, everyday school. And after that, well, we never did see each other too much, because they stay on this side of the hill, and we was on that other side of
right.
the hill.
So I guess you didn't think you'd be marrying him one day.
No, I didn't.
So he's younger than you, right, Mr. Rush?
Yeah, about a year and a half.
Oh, a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
I guess when you're six, it makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
So you were in school till for a long while, sounds like.
Oh, yeah. I stayed up with my father's sister for a while, and I went to the school in Esmont.
Oh, so you switched.
It wasn't Yancey's then. It was just a plain, long wooden school.
How come you didn't stay at the Chestnut Grove?
Because I had done passed the grades in that one.
Oh, that was just for the first few years?
Just for the first few years. I think it went high into the 8th or the 9th grade.
Oh. And you went past 8th or 9th grade?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That must have not been too usual back when you were a kid, right?
Mm-mm.
Not too many kids went that far.
Nope, it's a lot of them went that farther, I guess. But
it was?
But they never did go to high school.
Mm. And you did?
And I went there for about almost a year, I guess. As I grow older, about 18, 19, 16, 17, 18, I went to work. I used to stay on my job where I worked at.
Where was that?
There was up in Manio, Virginia.
Manio?
Mm-hmm. For $1 a week.
$1 a week? Wow. That wasn't too much.
Mm-mm. Washing, cooking, ironing.
Wow.
Scrubbing.
And this is all for one family?
Mm-hmm.
So you lived in their house?
Yeah, I stayed on the job.
So I guess you weren't going to school anymore.
Mm-mm.
When that
no.
you started doing that.
Mm-hmm.
How far is Manio from here?
Oh, Manio is a good little jump up the river.
Up the river?
Yep, we used to have to ride the train.
Mm-hmm. Was that the Hardware River?
James.
Oh, James.
Mm-hmm, James River.
So how did you get that job?
Well, my mama, after my father died, my mama got married again.
Mm-hmm.
And so she got me that job up there.
She knew those people?
Yep, she used to work for the main sister. They were staying on the place up there for his sister.
Mm-hmm.
She got me the job too.
So she was working there at the same time?
Well, she used to do a little day's work, but not too much, because William's sisters used to work for her too. And my stepfather, he was just staying on the farm up there.
Oh, so he worked there too?
Yeah, he worked on the farm, you know, plowing and planting.
I see. So how long did he stay at that job?
Well, I stayed there about a little better than a year.
Of this 56-minute summation, the attorney for former officer Joseph Gray asked jurors to reach their verdict based solely on the evidence and not to
be. Then after I left from there,
mm-hmm.
I went to